Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves this live Memorial Day edition. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231 as we continue here on into the third hour of the program tonight. It's Ian.
I am Puke.
And I am Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show, as well as get interactive because there's a chat room on the same page as the webcam. By the way, the webcam has been working well. I switched back to a different software. We're still on Ustream, but I was using the Ustream producer program. It's got too many bugs, so I went back to their Flash producer, and it's working very well. So the webcam is now in a widescreen format, and I think it's looking pretty good thanks to the lighting changes that Sam made from ObscuredTruth.com here in the studio. The webcam is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to see the webcam and chat with our other listeners. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
We need chatters, too. Come on. Fill that chat room.
It's a slow night tonight, huh? People out barbecuing.
People are getting drunk and barbecuing.
You can get drunk in the Free Talk Live chat room.
It's done all every night.
It is. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com. Now, for those of you just tuning in, sometimes on Free Talk Live, your calls really do direct the general direction of the show. I mean, sometimes one person can call in and bring up something that we never would have discussed on the show had we just been left to our own show prep.
Which is why Free Talk Live is such an awesome show.
Right, because literally anything can happen. And so even though the call that we're referencing happened last hour, we've been talking about that call for almost an hour as a result of what he brought up.
Because he's cuckoo bananas.
But well, so, yeah, that's some of the more the kooky kind of stuff I like to dig into, because it's just an interesting world that some people live in. And in this case, this guy was listening to, apparently, shortwave radio, was listening to one of the many shortwave preachers. There are these folks out there that I don't know where these shortwave stations are. I don't know if they're FCC licensed or what the deal is with them, but they broadcast, in many cases, very obscure content. But the person that this guy was listening to was claiming that the oil situation in the Gulf of Mexico with the BP rig was actually created by the... Now get this, the North Koreans who'd sent a submarine halfway across the world just so they could kamikaze the submarine into the oil platform's mining operation.
Because they don't have torpedoes in
North Korea.
They have submarines but no torpedoes.
No, they don't. Haven't you heard that, Mark?
They never
North
figured
Korea,
that out.
We don't have torpedoes.
So now it seems like a pretty pretty absurd claim.
It does seem that way.
You know, because if you're going to attack one, why not attack two or three oil rigs?
For that, you would need two torpedoes.
Two torpedoes. Yeah, I guess they only had one suicidal nut job, North Korean.
Maybe they only had one submarine, and it might have taken them 50 years to build it. I don't know. I mean, we are talking about North Korea here.
That's true.
So the claim is very, very unusual, and I figured, well, let's find out who this man is that has made the claim. And his name is Brother Stair, and this, according to Wikipedia, this is the shortwave preacher guy. He's actually got himself his own satellite channel. Allegedly spends $1 million per year on broadcasting his...
Just cannot believe these numbers.
I find it questionable myself, but nonetheless, we were actually listening to a little bit of his programming during the news break there.
And he sounds just completely off his rocker insane.
No, well, wait a minute. What I wanted to do was give the man credit, because when we sampled his show a little bit just on the air real quick in the last hour, you got the impression, Mark, he was anti-war, and I said, well, or Puke said that, yeah. that you guys kind of meld together for me. So you got the impression that he was anti-war, and I said, well, I don't
know.
I
had no idea what's going on.
We hadn't heard enough, and so I listened to some more, and sure enough, he definitely did take an anti-war position. But that doesn't mean that he's not nutty in a number of ways. Just because you get it on one issue doesn't mean that you necessarily get it all over the map. So we were listening to a little bit more of it, and so Mark, what were you saying makes him crazy?
Just some of the way he kind of jumps around and things, and the seventh seal of the seventh angel descending upon us. Like, what?
Well, crazy. It's so much of a mystery that it's hid. The Bible tells us that God has hid it.
So he was talking about how it's a mystery to be a Christian. So, Mark, what do you say to that as a former Christian?
It's a mystery?
It's a mystery.
Well, I think that people want to believe that they're dealing with powers and principalities and rulers in heavenly places, and that they can call upon Jesus' name and control these powers, principalities, and rulers in heavenly places, because you are the a son of God and at his right hand. You know, all this idea that you're somehow the supernatural sorcerer in Jesus' name, and I don't know. Sounds like nut jobbery to me.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about who this guy is. He's made several predictions, and of course, they haven't come true, including one for a nuclear war prophesized for 1988. Nonetheless, people continue to follow his ministry and pour allegedly $1 million a year into it.
But you can always say something happened. God changed his mind.
Over the years.
It works in mysterious ways,
right,
after all.
That's always a good excuse, right? Oh, you prayed enough, and so you managed to
save
off the Holocaust. Over the years, Stair has been involved in a number of controversies, including allegations of sexual abuse, infant deaths, that his ministry is a cult. Stair objects to medical intervention and teaches avoidance of doctors. Commune members typically follow.
Okay, so that one would have to, that's where I imagine the infant deaths come from. I hope.
Right. Commune members typically follow Stair's teaching, and in the 1980s and 90s, local authorities investigated after three infants died during or shortly after birth. At the compound, in 1988, relatives were concerned when a couple sold their home and moved to the community in the wake of the prophecies of nuclear war, and raised concerns the group was a cult whose members could not leave because Stair controlled their money. The Philadelphia chapter.
I imagine that's true.
Of the really that people give up all of their control.
They live.
Of their finances?
They live together on a commune. Right, so. Who do you think controls the money?
Well, in a commune, it should be the community that controls right?
No, the head preacher guy does.
I see. The Philadelphia chapter of the Chicago-based Cult Awareness Group was quoted as comparing the organization to a cult and Stair to Jim Jones, as you may know, it was involved in a mass cult suicide.
Delicious Kool-Aid.
A business colleague described the group as bizarre in that they walk around like zombies. He's David Koresh waiting to happen. Stair denied the allegation, stating he had no power to compel people to any action, and the investigation by local law enforcement officials found no evidence of wrongdoing.
Well, he may be weird, but that doesn't mean they need to, get a tank and batter down his front door and burn him all.
I agree with that.
Waco.
In 2002, Stair, then age 68, was arrested in Walterboro, South Carolina, on two counts of criminal sexual conduct in the second degree. Two women associated with the compound, ages 18 and 20, alleged he coerced them by enforcing his religious personal beliefs on them. In 2004, he pleaded guilty to...
Oh, is that having had sex with them?
I don't know what that statement means, that he coerced them by enforcing his religious personal beliefs. Again, we're going on the Wikipedia story here. In 2004, Stair pleaded guilty to the lesser charge of assault and battery by fondling the two former residents and was sentenced to time served a total of 77 days in custody. During his incarceration, recorded programs continued to be broadcast. Stair's conviction caused division in the community, and about 40 members of his own community left. One refugee began his own shortwave radio program after leaving the community.
So multiplying.
A little bit about one man behind a microphone on an obscure Christian radio show.
You missed the part here where it says on Wikipedia that the infant deaths are probably caused by the Sunday night baby juggling events.
Yeah. I want to see pictures of that one. Let's go to, Doug is listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Howdy.
Hey, Doug.
I'm listening to Ridicule Brother Stair. I personally don't... listen to him. I've heard him on the radio traveling late at night several times.
On radio stations?
Like on Christian radio stations or something?
You know, I was traveling, so I don't even know. That was years ago, and I'm glad you brought me to his webpage, because he does mention some stuff that are right on, but if those millennial predictions really were predicted, then... he's a false prophet. And should
tell you what,
you
can come back and talk more if you want here about your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Obscure religious preachers. I guess they're all religious. More coming up.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babkin with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, because we don't have the million-dollar budget that some of the radio preacher types have, you can send $3 a month in to the Free Talk Live AMP program. It'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and bring more Internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom, or in some cases, obscure, bizarre, whatever the heck people calling about it. You never know what's going to happen on Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. and get signed up there with any major credit card, PayPal, and some alternatives. amp.freetalklive.com.
Government is a wonderful thing. But you should already know that, unless you weren't paying attention in 12 years of school, and the government made you attend, the government controlled, and the government forced your parents to pay for regularly by threatening to steal their house. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Please visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
All right, let's continue here. I think Doug is still with us in Tennessee. Doug, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi. There's a whole bunch of stuff I'd like to comment on because you guys went on and on and on about Brother Steer. Well, first of all, I don't like that name. We'll just call him R.B. Steer.
R.B. Steer. Okay.
Doesn't he call himself?
R.G. Steer. I didn't mean to misname him. Brother, I don't know what that means. I know what it means to a Christian. I am a follower of Christ, and brothers in Christ are people who follow his word. Those that make predictions of when he's going to come and then are found out to not be true, then you have to start questioning.
Did he make that prediction? Because the Wikipedia story was claiming that he made several predictions. It didn't outline what they all were, but that he's made a number of them that have not come true. Is it all right if the radio preacher claims that there's going to be a nuclear holocaust in the year 1988, as long as he doesn't predict when Jesus is coming back? Would that be a bad thing in your eyes? Or is it only if he predicts when Jesus is coming back and is wrong? Hello.
If you're going to absolutely predict something and it doesn't come true and you're saying it's because God told you that, then that is definitely wrong.
Especially if you said God told you it, that it would really put a hole in your...
Yeah, chances are good if somebody's predicting something, they say God told them, the chances are very, very, very good that they're wrong, nuts, or both.
Well, we don't go by chances, though. You have to go by evidence. What really happens? What evidence is there for the predictions that are made? For instance, say Alex Jones, who a lot of people call him a nutcase, got on his radio show and predicted that they were going to fly a airliner into a World Trade Center as a false flag terror operation, and not only him, but who else?
He predicted that?
Yeah, I've never heard that in the.
Now, he wasn't that specific, but there was one guy.
Yeah,
the
best predictions are the ones that aren't specific.
There will be a major catastrophic event in 2011.
Well, it was more specific with Bill Cooper, and they killed him for it.
I don't know who that is.
Well, you need to look into him because he predicted a lot of specific things.
Why would I need to look into him?
Well, first of all, do you believe that 9/11 was a false flag terror operation?
I don't have any beliefs about 9/11. I think that
I neither have enough information to make that claim or to refute that claim.
Well, all you need to refute the claim is the physics. To deny or to prove or refute the claim, you just have to look at the physics. That 9/11 was a false flag terror operation.
So I believe
that it was because of the physics.
Okay, good for you. So as I was saying, I don't really have a belief on that, and I'm not going to do the research into it. What would the point of researching that Bill Cooper be? To find out that the government is evil and corrupt? Because I already know that.
Because Bill Cooper brought out a whole lot of other stuff that was true as well.
But what would the point of it be to research that particular man? I'm just trying to ask you what rationale, I mean, as somebody who has a limited amount of time to spend on things in my life, why should I research this particular thing? Because I've had a lot of people call and tell me, you should research X, Y, and Z. So why? Go ahead and give me a pitch.
Because his predictions were more accurate than any others that I've seen.
And the point of learning about this would be to say it posthumously that this man had predicted some things, and so yippee-ki-yay. I mean, what's the point of learning about this?
To prepare.
For what?
To prepare for what's to come and also to possibly head off.
What is that supposed to mean?
Which goes back to my original thing before I was interrupted. If somebody came on the radio and exposed a plot that they had planned and we're planning on doing, and because it was made public, those plans were scrapped because it was people are aware of it and they couldn't get away with a false flag, then I have no problem with somebody being wrong on that case. Unfortunately, we cannot prove such things.
Now, didn't you just claim that Alex Jones and some other people predicted the 9/11 disaster that occurred? Why didn't they scrap that one? Because if you can get some audio,
clearly it's not a hard and fast rule, Mark.
If you can get audio from that prediction, that would be really awesome.
There, you can get it on Infowars.com. If you want to send me your email address, I can get you the video segment and forward that to you.
Mark's email is mark@freetalklive.com. Now, going back to this, because I still haven't been persuaded, you said that I should learn about this guy, Bill Bixby, or whatever his name was, that I should learn about him so I can prepare for what's coming, because you believe that this guy has been right in some predictions, and so therefore would you call yourself a follower of this man?
Well, I can't be a follower of this man because he's not alive. He was killed.
Oh, okay, but you'd be a follower of him posthumously in that you follow what his belief system was, and presumably he made other predictions for the future that have not yet come true?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. I do know that he was, I don't know if any of his predictions are have yet to come to pass.
Wait a minute, I thought you said earlier that his predictions were accurate, more accurate than others' predictions. You just said now that they haven't come to pass yet. Which is the real story?
No, that's not what you're putting words in my mouth.
Make sure you clarify for me. That's why I'm asking you what you said.
All right. I said that his predictions, and I was specifically referring to 9/11 and some of the details on 9/11 that he talked about on his radio show before he was killed, which was, I think, was September 20th, in September sometime. We'll just put it that way.
So what have you done to prepare for whatever is coming? Whatever that is.
Well, to bring back original, I save up my phone books for one.
You're saving your phone books, and what's that do? You use it for insulation when it gets cold.
No, when time gets tough, I don't want to use cardboard instead of toilet paper. Phone books work pretty well.
Why don't you just say toilet paper?
Are you for real? Did we just catch you in a crank call?
No, I am for real. I do save my phone books, but that's not a major thing. It just brought to my mind because you guys are talking about phone books.
Wow. Thanks for
it
the call.
It is for real.
Appreciate hearing from you. All right. I wonder if you were to wipe with the phone book, would you get a little bit of yellow on you? Would the yellow come off?
Like the black.
The black would come off. 1-800-259-9231. Wow, yeah. Phone books. Not buying toilet paper. I mean, you can't afford toilet paper? You could buy the industrial stuff. Probably still get a better deal than waiting for phone books to come around.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got our news updates. You can get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you can get it via email or Twitter or Facebook. Take your pick, or pick all three if you want. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. It's free. That's news.freetalklive.com. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is just weeks away. The 24th through the 27th of June, it's coming up here in Lancaster, New Hampshire, up north, beautiful part of New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains at Rogers Campground, same place it was last year. We had a blast last time around. Puke, you were out at, you've been to a few of them now, yes?
Yes, for the past three years since I've moved up here.
And do you think that Rogers is better than the old venue?
Yes, I do. I went to the... I was only there for the weekend in 07, when it was at Gunstock, and I was kind of like, yeah, that kind of sucked. And then I did the entire week the next year at Gunstock, and that was not as much fun because it's so spread out.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue.
And even though Jason Osborne had his fantastic fun tent there, it was still kind of a... I don't know. You know, there was a lot of trouble from the town.
Yeah, it was a state-run park. I mean, yeah.
So last year was the first year that I had ever been to Rogers, and I absolutely loved it. It's the view was better. Mm-hmm. It's more of a compact little campground, so it's a much easier to mingle with people.
Right,
and
you can still have
events.
Hundreds and hundreds of attendees, yeah. But it's easier to get from point A to point B.
It's also right near a little town, you know, that's like a mile or two away, so if you forget something, you can go to the store there.
Yeah, there's a Shaw's nearby or a Walmart or something
store.
Like that. It's not too far away. So it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot going on. The itinerary is up over at porkfest2010.com, porkfest with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com. You can go and learn more about some of the events that are going to be happening. Lots of different, everything from family occasions to parties. I know, Mark, you actually just finished interviewing Buzz from Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. That's going to be happening. It's one of the myriad of events that will be transpiring at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That interview will be appearing on tonight's podcast, so radio listeners will not be able to hear that. But if you grab the show later at freetalklive.com, it'll be tacked on to the very end. You did, about a 10-minute interview
with
Buzz?
Yeah, just wanted to find out a little bit more about it.
So that you can hear more about tonight. Go to porkfest2010.com to get registered. It's not too late. Hundreds of people are already on board, and it should be a record-setting year. It's going to be a lot of fun, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live.
Always fun.
So we continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Vince, listening in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince.
Hello there, Mark and Ian. And who's your guest there? Kid?
This is Puke.
I appreciate your membership in the
Iraq Veterans Against the War.
Veterans Against the War, because I was a member of the Vietnam Veterans. We helped protest against. Well, back I was 17 years old, so we protested against the eventual draft and induction into the military.
So you were drafted into the Vietnam War?
No.
Oh.
No, because it. As the time of events came, the draft was eliminated back in, I think it's 73 or 74.
Yeah, something like that, 73.
And then we pulled out of Vietnam in 74, so.
So what were your thoughts tonight, Vince?
Well, I wanted to mention that you were talking about this Overcover Ministry. He sued because on the shortwave programs, he sued another televangelist minister for basically, you know, defamation of character.
Now, would Jesus do something like that? I'm just curious. Would Jesus sue another preacher?
Well, he did because for lack of better words, this other minister, I'm not going to mention the name, but he wanted to have airtime on his stations and on his airspace. And,
meaning the other minister wanted to get airtime on Brother Stair's ministry?
No, he wanted to get on the other guys.
Stair
wanted to be on the other.
Yeah, okay, he went to court and they lost by trial by jury, and on his way out of the jury, out of the courtroom, he cussed the jury out and said they would all go to you know where.
So Brother Stair, this obscure shortwave preacher that we've been talking about here of the last hour, sued another minister because he wanted to get on his radio channel. They got laughed him out of court, basically, and he said naughty things to the jurors.
Yes.
Thanks for the call tonight, Vince. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Couldn't have predicted the outcome.
The outcome.
Yeah. You'd think.
Let's continue. Warren is listening in West Virginia.
I bet he did predict the outcome, and I bet it went the wrong way.
Warren, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Puke and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
I had an interesting interaction with a census worker the other day, and I just wanted to see if anyone has heard of this particular threat being leveled.
Okay.
So this lady shows up with the census, big black Lincoln, well-paid lady, and I invited her in because she wasn't wearing their little tag that they usually wear or whatever, and she seemed nice enough. It was a very civil conversation. And anyway, she began to describe what she was there for, which is when I figured out that it was the census. And I apologize for being nervous the first time.
No worries. It's just us. There's nobody else listening. Just the three of us here.
She began to, you know, talk about the questions, and I figured out it was the census. And
so, wait, point of information, is this the first time you've refused a census worker?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 23. I've never had the opportunity.
But this was
before.
Their first visit. I'm sorry, just to be a little more clear. This is their first physical visit to your home that you know of?
They had visited in Weston Notes. So I guess this was at least the second, maybe more than that.
Got it. But the first time you had spoken with them. Okay, go ahead. So you invited her in.
Yep, and she was describing questions and such, and figured out it was the census. And, you know, she wanted a name and a phone number, and she appealed to the Constitution. I said, why do you have any proof that I have an obligation to answer these questions or anything like that? And she said, well, the U.S. Constitution does. And I said, well, I didn't sign it. I mean, do you have my signature on something or, you know, have shown that I want to? And she said, well, you live in the U.S. And anyway, this went for a little while, and I said, well, you know, this isn't a personal thing. I don't mean to be offensive to you or cause you trouble. I know you have to come out here and drive around and knock on people's houses.
It's not personal. Just give me your personal information.
Yeah, right. And so she said, well, if you just give me would you just give me your name? I said, well, I suppose, you know, we're having a civil conversation. I'll, you know, would you give me your name? She gave me her name, and I gave her mine. And she asked her phone number, and I said, would you give me your personal phone number? And she did, and I gave her mine.
Now, how do you know she gave you her personal phone number as opposed to her office number? A lot of times when you talk to the cops and the cops will say, yeah, I'll give you my phone number. And then they give you the number of the police department.
Yeah.
Right. It was a number that was a cell phone prefix that we use around here.
Mm-hmm.
That I recognize. Okay. It might be her business cell phone, I guess. But,
got it.
So
you actually gave her your phone number?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But I mean, you can get that. I'm in the phone book.
I see.
It wasn't that big of a deal for her to find it anyway. But then the interesting part came when talking about, you know, would you answer the next question? And I said, well, no, I don't think I want to.
And what was the question?
Oh, it was whatever the next one was.
Okay.
It was like, how many people, you know, do you have any roommates or something like that?
Hmm.
And so I said, no, I don't think I'd like to. And she said, well, if you don't answer these questions, I'm going to have to send this up to my supervisor. I said, well, what would they do? And she said, well, the next people to visit you will be federal marshals.
Wow. Really turning up the heat.
Yeah. And I said, well, you know, if you're a member of the sort of organization that is going to demand that I either fill out this piece of paper or you're going to send men with guns to my house, I'm not sure I want to participate in your little.
Yeah, I'm not sure trading phone numbers with somebody like that would have been worthwhile either. If you want to continue your story, I'd like you to. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We'll find out how this all wound up for him. Or if they're going to send the marshals out. That would be...
I think this is all a bunch of hot air by people who want some information.
Yeah, I agree with you, but we will find out over time, I think. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, though, for your call. If you make it right now, 800-259-9231. We will slip you in. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Puke.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Puke, go ahead and give out your website again.
My personal website, which is basically photography and a few little graphic design things, is doomsdaydevice.com. That's dooms-day-device.com.
Dooms-day-device.com. Now, are you available for hire, for graphic work?
Yes, essentially. It's a hobby site. So, you know, I do have a day job, but I do a lot of work for, like, yourself. And other
you are the designer of the Free Keen logo.
That's correct. And I've done some other work for you. And, you know, so I like to, that's sort of my activist way of helping out people is cheap graphic design or photography work.
Cheap, but I think very good. I've enjoyed the work that I've had you do.
So. I would hope so.
Dooms-day-device.com. I guess that's why I keep coming back for more. So you can bring up anything in these remaining moments. Warren is on the line with us listening in West Virginia. Now, Warren, you were telling us, are you still there, by the way?
Yes, it's all Ward, right. Actually.
Oh, Ward, I apologize.
That's cool.
Ward, you're listening to WVTS. Now, you said you had a census worker come by. You invited them inside. You didn't realize they were with the census. And it was at that point that you learned this woman was trying to get some information from you. You traded her some info. You traded her your name for her name, your phone number for her phone number. I don't personally know if that was a worthwhile trade, but I did give my name to the census worker, not my full name. I just gave him my my first name when he came up, and it was in return for his name, so it was a fair deal. But then you found out that she decided to threaten you because you didn't want to answer her third question. You got through the name and phone number, but the third question you didn't feel comfortable with. And that's when she threatened to bring the U.S. Marshals around. What happened then?
Well, she mentioned that, and then, I said, you know, I don't think if you're the sort of people that are going to threaten to bring men with guns around, because I won't fill out your paper, I don't think I want to participate, and... she seemed to sort of back off of that. She said, you know, I'm not talking about, sending them with guns with her or anything. And I said,
well the marshals are going to come without guns.
They're going to come with cattle prods.
Tasers.
Yeah, well, French ticklers are pretty frightening to me. she seemed to back off of that, which made me think later that it was an empty threat, but I don't know.
I've been in contact with some census people, and essentially, you know, they're told all kinds of stuff, too, and they don't know either. And at this point, we have no evidence that anybody has ever had anything done with them regarding the census. Well, Ian?
It's like you said, Mark, and you're right. No one has ever called with any kind of story of consequences for not filling out the census.
I haven't seen a story anywhere, but, you know.
No, certainly not. In fact, we know that Bile from blogofbile.com went through the American Community Survey, which is their mid-decade survey that they do, and he was not – I mean, they threatened him, but they never actually ended up doing anything. So it's very likely that this bureaucrat was just simply lying to you and threatening you in order to get you to cooperate. And it didn't work, but I'm sure it works on a lot of people, because who wants the U.S. Marshals to come and pay them a visit, or the FBI, or whatever other claim they might make?
Well, of course, if they threaten you, I mean, how do they know if you fill out the right information or not?
Just put down
false information. Are they going to check on it? I doubt it.
I would personally not be too concerned about their threats, because it's pretty unlikely that they're going to do anything. Now, again, who knows? I mean, this is a violent organization, and they certainly have a history of doing awful things to people that don't deserve it. It's not to say that something won't happen, but it seems pretty unlikely. And that's why I like to say that the census is a great place for people to start start trying out, testing the waters of doing a little bit of non-cooperation. It's not technically civil disobedience, because you're not really announcing it as an event in advance. But that would, I think, be non-cooperation. And I think it's a fairly effective one, because it really, hopefully it'll give these census workers something to think about, especially if you're being nice about your conversation and you're not being, you're not trying to confront them about the nature of the state and why they're working for an evil organization, etc. And it didn't sound like you were being confrontive with the lady.
I think that'd be confrontational.
Yeah, I was, I made every effort. I said, this is, I don't want to be offensive. And part of the reason that I was so intent, I was extremely polite, is because I'm big into guns, and I had a lot of them in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that could be kind of frightening for a lady if, I were aggressive or abrasive or anything. It seemed like she was felt all right. So,
Warren, thanks for the story. Is there more you wanted to tell?
No, except the thing that really bothered me was my fiance was upstairs and heard the conversation, and it frightened her to the point where she was crying when I got up there, and I had to talk to her about it, and it really made me mad. But
now, why was she crying? Was she crying because you were not being obedient enough?
No, because she had no way of knowing that the federal marshal threat was a threat. She hasn't researched it and stuff.
She thinks they're really going to come for you.
Yeah, she was frightened. Like, she didn't want to stay there that night. Like, she thought it was an immediate sort of thing.
Wow. Yeah, this is the scary, this is how frightened and scared people are of the federal government.
This is what the federal government wants, though.
Yeah. They want you to be intimidated and frightened, and good on you for managing to stay strong and resist the temptation to give in to the threats, and hopefully they won't materialize into anything. Let us know if anything else transpires, will you?
All right, yeah, we'll do. Thank
you. And also you may want to consider keeping a recording device handy in case any future encounters happen, to where you can then you can actually get that threat on tape. And then you can actually have some evidence of what happened, rather than just having to recount the story. And I thank you, though, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
And don't invite them into your home if you don't know who they are.
Yeah, generally a good idea.
It's kind of weird. I would, a stranger comes to your door. Sure, come on in. Look at all my guns and drug paraphernalia.
1-800-259-9231.
Maybe he doesn't have any of those things.
Jim is listening.
He said he had guns.
Jim, he does have guns. Yeah, Jim, listening in West Virginia to WVTS. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Good. I spoke to you once before when you guys had Carrie Ellison on about the smoking ban.
Yeah, down there in Charleston.
Right. Well, I called about a lawsuit that we were going through with the ABC and the state, and gave you a heads up of what was going on about them filing bogus charges on us, trying to get us for something that they couldn't get us on. And we went in front of their court. Their court found us guilty, but then they told us that we couldn't go in front of any other court system. And that if we did,
so wait. When you say their court, you're talking about the Alcoholic Beverage Commission's hearing.
Yeah, their little courtroom. Yeah, their employee basically.
It's not a real court. It's an administrative. It's not. Well, it's not a real court, as in it's a criminal or civil court. It's a administrative hearing chamber, right?
Right. They think it's a court.
Right. They act like it's a court. They want you to think it's a court.
Right. So we went in front of them. Of course, everything got. It was all, they did their job correctly and this and that. But then when it come down to it, we filed an appeal with the circuit court, the county courts, and they told them that they were stupid if they thought that they could pull these ropes and tell them that we couldn't do this and couldn't do that because it was a violation of our rights. So therefore, we have won the case so far.
Wow. And what was the issue that was originally facing you? You're a bar operator as well? Or I don't recall all the details. Can you recap or just basically what our listeners need to know?
Get too deep into it.
Yeah, you have to do it in like a minute. You have to do it in 60 seconds. Sorry, say again.
Any repercussions?
I still have a repercussion that can come back to me. That if you know, they can pick and choose who they want, and they can shut us down for any reason if they want.
Sure, they can.
And this was a fact. You know, we did nothing wrong, but yet they come at us because they couldn't get us for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in the business for 17 years on and off, and it has completely changed. I've watched the favoritism factor go through the roof. It's the good old boy setup. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Well, I was raised not to be a butt kisser. I worked for everything I got.
Good on you, man.
I didn't kiss their rear ends. And now
they came after you
to find out that some of them are being investigated by the federal government for taking bribes.
Wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me in the least. So what you discovered was you went to their mock hearing, and of course they found themselves completely innocent of any kind of wrongdoing, and that you're the bad guy. But you then took that to the next level, and it was thrown out on appeal. Oh, good for you. Congratulations. It's nice to hear the occasional story of somebody actually minimizing their damage in their system. There's never a real win when it comes to the bureaucrats.
I wouldn't say I minimized it, because it would have been cheaper for me to do the fine that they were trying to hit me with.
Oh, yeah.
For a lawyer. But it was the purpose and the point behind it all.
Right. You left with your principles intact. And I thank you.
I left with a smile on my face. And not
good.
Dragging my...
Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, you're not going to give it to you because we're out of time. But you can go to freedomsphoenix.com to get the real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. And it has been Ian with you.
And Puke.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.